The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, time to check in with the stream, folks. YouTube.com, 106.7. All right, I'm scrolling all the way up. Ooh, Comandante Tequila. Is that two in a row for him? First comment?
They say he got a thing with Jeff. Yo, was texting him earlier.
They trying to accuse me of texting Commandante Tequila to drop for the stream.
Competition go everywhere, don't it? Damn.
Hey, man, it's a culture of competition. That's how we operate. You could tell, though, you know, there's a bunch at 10:01 a.m. Tequila, Shane Atkinson, and Jupe all right there. Tay at 10:02. Debbie said, good morning. I'm still not the first. Damn it. Pause, Debbie. A lot of folks want to be the first, but today, Comandante Tequila. Shout out to Comandante.
Hey, man, if you go to bed with tequila, wake up with tequila, you might beat somebody to the punch.
Tequila's sleep patterns are wild. He works all night, apparently, and then is up. He's probably drinking tequila right now.
I don't know if he's working all the time. He be saying he's working.
People are really accusing Jeff of collusion. Jeff, what has the commander done to get this sort of treatment from you?
Yo, I don't even know. I don't even know. I didn't even know it was a competition for the first. I didn't think it was that much of a competition. But, like, Commander Tequila is always, like, the first one in the stream, him or Tay. Maybe people need to wake up
early. A lot of people
early.
Has been different. I think it's there's a lot of parity in this league. You know what I mean? The league is built, salary cap, everything else, for everybody to go 7-9.
Hey, stop being Chris Bosh. Y'all need to start being Kobe.
Ooh.
All right? You're thinking you're getting up early enough. You got to get up a little earlier.
That's right.
Chris Bosh got up early, say he was going to beat Kobe, but guess what? Kobe had already worked out and eaten breakfast, and Chris was just showing up. So Commander Tequila is he's Kobe Bryant right now. Everybody else, Chris Bosh.
Or just get Jeff's Cash App and send him $5, and you get to be first. Clearly, that's what the commander's
done. Jeff's
going
to take more than $5.
Yeah, Jeff, go to the highest bidder.
Yeah, 100. Now,
speaking of the highest bidder, right before we came back from break there, Landfill said, hey.
Deborah said she was first once. Now, hold on now.
Congrats.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got a first time. Now, before the break there, Landfill got in our ear and said, hey, guys, we need your Odyssey points. And so everybody knows the great Odyssey corporation we work for gives us points. And you can, like, give them to your coworkers as a way of saying thank you. And then your coworkers can buy
whatever
tchotchkes. Landfill, here's my thought. I've logged into Odyssey at work. I know that will make the cluster buster happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to check my email while I'm here.
You'll love to see it.
It doesn't work. I don't know. It doesn't work that way.
Who wants my points?
Yeah. I want them, B. I want the points.
Sell us. Sell me this pen. Why should we give them
to you? Yeah, why should I give it to you, Landfill?
I mean, I asked nicely.
He did. I mean,
who else are you going to give them to? Denton?
Nah, I give them to.
How do I get to the points?
I give them to Stevie.
Rewards?
Upper right hand corner.
I do like giving them to Stevie. On the little picture of me?
Uh huh.
I have 50 points available.
Yeah, give me some of them. Give me like 25.
This is very hard to figure out who I'm giving them to. What is. I want to give mine to Wendy. Wendy knows sports is my favorite segment.
Landfill, like, hold on. This is not how the game goes. I tell you I want the points, and you keep talking about who the hell you want to give them to. He want the points.
Is Wendy's last name start with a D, just so I have the right Wendy?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Landfill is getting 20 points.
Tell JP this not working, how you wanted it to go.
I mean, it's not going great for me right now.
Don't worry, Lanford. You can have mine.
Thank you, B-Mitch.
How many you got to give?
I probably have a lot because I don't look at it.
What's a good category for Wendy? Creativity? Courage?
I always go with courage.
Go right. with no sports.
I said my reason for why I gave her 20 Odyssey points was Wendy knows sports. Even though we didn't get the segment this week, I'm going to keep that to myself. Okay? Jeff, do you want the points?
Nah, give them to Landini.
Wow, that was very magnanimous.
Damn, that's very so nice.
Generous.
That's nice, Jeff.
The word I'm looking for. Now, Lanville, one of the problems is you have 100 names. So there's an Andrew Mullins, a Larry Mullins, and a Steve Mullins.
Well, he's Andrew.
Who are you?
I'm definitely not Larry.
Maybe you should consider going by Larry, though. Have you considered that?
I think that's a new bit. Yeah, I think that has to be.
Definitely courage for Lanville. Okay, right now I'm giving you 25 Odyssey points. My reason, I just wrote Larry, and the category is courage.
Thank you. That's heroic of you.
Bang. I think you got him.
I'm trying to find out what my damn the thing about going into this thing. You got to know that long-ass passcode.
Yeah, dude. Logging into Odyssey is a giant pain in the butt.
Yes.
I have 80 points. Do you guys want me to buy something? Doesn't seem like 80 is enough. So I'll check back in later.
Next year.
All right. What is your biggest concern ahead of the Philly game?
My biggest concern is, I would just say injuries.
I think a lot of times.
The magnitude of different positions, that's all.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of times saying injuries is kind of a cop-out, but I think on a short week with everything going on, injuries are a major problem. And I think it starts with Brian Robinson, and then if you look at the injury report from yesterday, the offensive line, I asked DQ this and kind of got a roundabout answer because he's not an excuse maker. We've heard from excuse makers before. It's just not who he is.
Mm-hmm.
How much impact do you think the late bye week has on, I think specifically, the O-linemen get banged up. That's what happens.
But see,
not getting a break till December, much of an impact does that make?
I mean, no matter when you get it, it's not going to be the right time. But if you get it in the fourth week, then you got to go to next.
Yeah.
You got to go all the way through Super Bowl if you were to make it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's dependent. And let's be real now. He takes care of these guys.
Sure.
Most coaches take care of the guys that they. So, I don't. It's going to affect you, but football is a sport where you always got to get over the hump.
Jeff, can you name the starting five offensive linemen for the Washington Commanders?
Yes, I can. You have, what's his name? You got Coleman, Alex, Scott, and Biotis, Badass.
Okay, you went with Scott. I would have. Wiley was the plan, but you did well there.
Yeah.
Wiley didn't play last week.
Yeah,
so he
I
was
went
right.
based off of Wiley not playing. Now, if he's back, of course, Wiley.
Yeah, yeah. Well done.
What the hell are these points at?
I have no. It's very hard to find. Of those gentlemen that Jeff just named, a lot of them are on this injury report. Biotis has been limited both days of practice, ribs, thumb, and foot. I've been in a lot of post-game locker rooms. I've seen a lot of guys that are in a lot of pain. Biotis really gutted out that game against Pittsburgh. Brandon Coleman is on here with a shoulder, limited both days. Remember, Coleman missed a lot of time in training camp with a shoulder pec situation, which odds are was a shoulder. Cornelius Lucas, who would probably start ahead of Trent Scott, but has missed time since he went down before the Giants. When did he go down? He missed the game. The game
about
Coleman
two
missed.
Weeks ago.
The game Coleman missed with the concussion, Lucas started, and then he got hurt, and Coleman was able to start. I think Lucas got hurt at the end of the Bears game, I believe. And then they were lucky because Coleman was back from the concussion protocol. So we keep going down this list. Lucas is still missing time with the ankle, 2 days limited. It's almost kind of not laughable, but like Allegretti and Cosme are beat to hell too. They're just not necessarily on the list.
Mm-hmm.
What is your level of concern And then you've got Brian Robinson still dealing with the hamstring, 2 days of limited practice. What is your level of concern with all these injuries, B?
I mean, it's football, Jay. I mean, like the thing of it is, we are actually talking as if we're the only team that's having injuries. Everybody has injuries at this point. So, ultimately, I don't like the fact that guys are injured, but you know what? Everybody's dealing with it. So, like what Biadasz did the other day is what most guys are going to have to do.
Yeah. I mean, this is when you show your guts. And I did like DQ's comments. He's like, I know what my team has, and they're fighters. He said nobody's happy about playing on a Thursday, but they would have played it on Wednesday if they had to.
Yeah.
That's the group they have put together here. Nobody go anywhere. Greenberg at 11.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.